The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bass tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. John Reagan's with us. John, and I'd like you to know that we have with us Kyle Harris. Kyle Harris is joining us, USAPrepares.com instructor. Welcome, Kyle Harris.
Good morning, Vince and John.
Hey, Kyle?
Yes.
Kyle, you and I were on the phone. Yes, I can. You and I were on the phone, and I'd like you to share with John Reagan and our class today a quote from your father. Unbelievable.
Well, I'll tell you, Vince, Dad was in the Marine Corps, and he had watched people for a long time, and he was just kind of an observer. And when he got older, he had heart attacks and cancer and different things like that. And he would drive my mom around to Walmart and the different stores, and she'd do the shopping and things. And one time he came home, he was talking to me, and he said, you know, we have become the dilapidated offspring of a wore-out race. And that stuck in my mind forever. I mean, he must have told me that back when I was 13 years old or so. It was amazing to me, and it still is. We've become so weak and degenerate as a society that I don't know that there's much hope, you know, in the people. You were talking about all those lasers and the different things that are going on, John. And I was sitting thinking to myself, you know, an EMP to take that kind of crap out would really be almost a welcome thing anymore.
And that's kind of a point I make. There's no doubt, regardless of what we try to do, we're going to suffer a financial collapse. The question is, do we come out of that with things like an EMP attack that gets rid of the technology, which to me, as bad as that is, would be the happy path? Or does this technology stay in place, in which case we are going to see some pretty nasty times ahead?
Yep, I agree with you. I wanted to set the stage a little bit today, Vince. I had something, and I think John will appreciate this, and I know you will. This is a quote by H.L. Mencken in February 12th of 1923. And it's a little bit long, but it's not too terribly long. And this is just a little paragraph, and he says, "The fact is that the average man's love of liberty is 9/10 imaginary. Exactly like his love of sense, justice, and truth. He is not actually happy when free. He is uncomfortable, a bit alarmed, and intolerably lonely. Liberty is not a thing for the great masses of men. It is the exclusive possession of a small and disreputable minority like knowledge, courage, and honor. It takes a special sort of man to understand and enjoy liberty, and he is usually an outlaw in democratic society."
Wow. How true is that right this second? John Reagan, what do you think? I think it's right on the money.
It is, and I understand from a psychological perspective, too. When you have freedom, or I guess even better, it's liberty, you have a responsibility. And most people really do not want to take responsibility for themselves. And we see that in our society today with the, especially what's happened with the multi-generational welfare families.
Mm-hmm. John, I was reading some of the posts that you have on the website, and there's something that really piqued my interest. And it was about General Electric. And, you know, when Fukushima first went off, we were talking on the air like about, I sure wouldn't want to be the CEO of General Electric, you know, engineering the destruction of mankind for profit motives. You know, that was the intent of what we were saying. John, can you... tell us about General Electric, a home appliance pioneer.
Yes. It's the third link under the employment section. GE leaves home. And GE has announced they're exiting the home appliance business. The company has sold devices to people during its entire 122-year history. And they are now giving up on that because that's dwindled to just 8% of their revenues and 2% of their profits. And it doesn't say how many layoffs we're going to see because of this, but it's a big shift. GE is now going to be more focused on industrial machines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like an industrial machine would be what, John? Oh, maybe weapons of war?
You know, aircraft engines, and then on the flip side, they do things like medical imaging, mm-hmm. which is kind of like required between war and what companies like Monsanto does to us. Mm-hmm. Then apparently those are much more profitable.
We have a few General Electric appliances here at the farm. And I'll tell you what, this is my opinion. I can't stand them. I really don't like it. We have a couple General Electric clothes washing machines. They bang. They're noisy. They're nowhere, in my opinion, as good as the Whirlpool variety. That's my opinion. And I asked one of our instructors to come to a meetup and tell us about appliances, to talk about who makes the best appliances based on freedom from repair. And it was hands down. Whirlpool. Whirlpool makes the best value, the best overall appliances, the ones that have the lowest incidence of repair based on, and this is my opinion, as well as being seconded by our appliance repair technician, a guy who owns his own company. He's not been on the air with us, but he's a USA Prepares instructor at the meetups. And he does not like General Electric appliances either. I've got a General Electric dishwasher. I've had to fix it. I have a General Electric stove, a drop-in stove, and I had to replace all the orifices because they were wrong. I had to replace all the burner tubes because they were wrong. I've had to replace over and over the igniter, so that the oven will work for the gas oven. It's this component that glows red that keeps the burner running. This thing is a nuisance, and it's not their least expensive stove. It's not their best, but it's, you know, higher than middle. And it's because I found it on sale at one of those big discount lumber yards. Somebody bought it, decided they didn't like it, and it was sitting there on the floor, unused, but brand new, but bought and returned, and I got it for, you know, a reasonable price. I put it in. It's the worst stove we could imagine. It takes about 20 to 22 minutes to cook a pot of spaghetti water. It's horrible. And it's too good to throw it away. And it's a pain to live with it. And you add that to the General Electric clothes washing machines that bang and are noisy. They just don't hold up well compared to the Whirlpools. That's just my thought on General Electric. And, of course, they've polluted the entire planet with their radioactive nuclear reactors.
You know, Vince, to piggyback on something along those lines, if you're thinking or people are thinking in terms of living off the grid, those igniters pull an average of 600 watts. Even a gas dryer, they have like a 600-watt igniter in those things. And if you don't have a power system that can handle that in the wintertime or when you're drying your clothes, you're not doing it on the line or something, that is a major power drain. Anything that creates heat is a problem.
You know, I'm so glad you brought this up. I really am, because some of us were thinking that, you know, we could just get a propane or natural gas stove, or we could get a propane or natural gas electric clothes dryer, one that has a motor to tumble the clothes, but the heat is provided by propane or natural gas. What a great way to go if you're living off the grid, right? Well, you're absolutely right. These darn igniters use 6/10 of a kilowatt. That's a lot. And they have to keep running in order for the flame to heat the air, right?
That's absolutely correct. If the igniter goes out, the flame stops.
Right. And these things quit pretty frequently. We're on our third one. And Mrs. Finelli says, so when are you going to fix the oven? And I go, oh, man. I'm on the third one. I called General Electric and I said, you know, are you guys going to stand behind this? And they said, it's out of warranty. I go, yeah, but they only last a little over a year. And they go, well, we'll be glad to send you one for $118. Now, you can get them for about $18 on eBay, but not from General Electric. If you want to get one right from the factory, it's six times as much. I'll tell you what I'd like, Kyle, since you mentioned it, I'd like an old-fashioned pilot-style stove. One has a pilot light. It doesn't require electricity. And if you need to, you can light it with a match. Can you imagine that? That's the preparedness model that I think is the way to go. Kyle Harris, John Reagan, Vin Finelli, Wild Times Live. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Quick story class. I had an appliance when I lived in Virginia, and it failed. And it was the best one that Sears made. And the reason I bought it, there was a store that was closing. The Sears store was closing. And so they had this computer-controlled dishwasher, and I bought it out of state. I moved to Virginia, brought it with me, hooked it up, leaked all over the floor. Called Sears, and they said, oh, well, you need a tub. But we don't have that tub. That's the best one. We only have the cheap tub. So it's going to be a lot noisier, but it's the only one we get. So we put the new tub in it, and it leaked on the floor. And it's a real problem when it leaks on the floor. Now, this thing was a really cool dishwasher because it had a computer control, and you could say, okay, set it to run at 11 o'clock at night. By morning, your dishes would be done. Well, they kept sending out a repairman every Tuesday or every other Tuesday or every other Tuesday. And this went on for months and months and months, and they just flat out couldn't fix it. And they said, you know what, the problem is we don't make this thing anymore. We don't have the circuit board, the computer for it, and all we can do is put in these rebuilt computers. And finally I'd had it with this thing. So I brought it. I brought it to Sears, put it on a hand truck, and I brought it through the entrance. And I'm talking about activism now, okay? So if you want to know how to handle it, this is a solution. So if you have an appliance that you buy at a major store, here's what you do, or here's what I did. So I put on my hand truck, and it's dripping all the way down from the entrance all the way to the appliance section. I left it right in the middle of appliances and TVs, right in the middle of the aisle there. And, you know, I'm Columbo, and I'm really confused. I'm looking for where I'm going. And a guy comes running out to help me from the appliances. He said, can I help you? And I said, well, I'd really like to talk to the store manager. Finally, they get him, and he goes, I'll tell you what, let's take this where we can see it. Let's bring it to the light. Let's get out of the intersection here. People are all around, kind of in the way here. Let's bring it to where we can see it. Brings it back to the back corner where I couldn't see a thing. He said, what do you want? I said, well, you know, I'd like you to do something. This thing just has never worked right. And he said, well, bring it back to the store where you bought it. And I said, you guys closed the store. And he goes, well, bring it back there. And I said, you understand, that store's not there anymore. You guys closed it. I have to bring it here. This is my closest Sears. And so he said, well, okay, how much was it? And I said, it was $750, but I bought it for $500. And he said, okay, pick out a dishwasher. And so I picked out one. It was $347. He said, okay, you can have that one. I said, what about the difference between $500 and $347? He said, oh, no, you don't get that. I said, okay, I'll take two. So I bought two of them for $347, gave one to my mom. And both of those had the same failures at about the same time. So what I'm saying is appliances are not what they used to be. And how do you resolve these problems when they fail? You bring them to the store and you just kind of stay there. You're polite, you don't yell and scream, but you cause them inconvenience. You cause them inconvenience and you bring other customers' attention to the problem that you have a defective machine. Now, I didn't really intend for it to leak water, you know, for 200 feet, but it did. And that was a problem. So it was a problem for everybody. And you know what? The store manager couldn't wait to get me out of the store. Now, who won? We won. We won. So that's just a little bit of activism. So if you hear me say things on the air, I don't make them up. I actually live this way. John Reagan, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I remember back.
Well, let me ask you this, John. Can you imagine, sure. I mean, you know me, right? Can you imagine me doing this? Does this seem like who I am?
But, you know, it also brings out, when we were growing up, when an appliance broke down or a TV broke down, it was something that was pretty easily fixable in your home. And the repairman would come out, they had the parts, and it was up and running. Nowadays, so much of this has been put into electronics that, you know, if you're lucky, they've got a replacement circuit board to plug in, mm-hmm. and it's not serviceable. Mm-hmm. This is like our cars. You know, you worked on cars when you were young. Kids yep. can't do that today because they don't have the specialized equipment for it.
Right.
And that gets directly into preparedness because with these modern devices, there's less we can do with them without the supply chain to back us up.
Kyle, what are your thoughts?
Well, I agree completely. That's why I've told many friends of mine and people that are looking to prepare. I'll have to wait till after the break and I'll let you go out. I'll wait till after the break.
Okay. All right. Kyle's going to wait till after the break. John Reagan's with us. And we're talking about solutions. We're talking about what you can do, how you can be an activist, and how you can win the day. I'm Vic Fanelli.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle Harris, John Reagan, two USA Prepares instructors. And we're talking about solutions, okay? If you buy a defective product, don't just keep it at home. Return it. And, you know, even though something is out of warranty, I think you should still return it if it doesn't give you the life expectancy that you were expecting. And let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. How about a timing light? And I mentioned this on the air. A timing light is an automotive tool to set the ignition timing of an engine. And it was about $100, and I bought it from Sears, and I bought the Craftsman model, the best one they had. I used it once, wiped it off, put it back in the box, put the box back in the toolbox, and about 13 months later, I went to use it again, pulled the trigger, and it didn't work. It wasn't me. It didn't work. Brought it back to Sears, and they said, it's out of warranty. I said, yeah, I know. And they said, we'll give you a 10% off a new one. And I said, why would I do that? This doesn't work. Why would I buy one just like it? And they said, well, that's all we can do. So I asked the store manager for the store manager, and he and I talked. And you know, ultimately, he gave me a replacement. Now, why did he do that? Because I told him, he said, it's out of warranty. And I said, I'll tell you what. If I bought a refrigerator and it was warrantied for 1 year and it quit, guess what? I'd be here with the refrigerator. If I bought a television and it quit after a year and the warranty was for a year, I'd bring that back too. And the same is true for a vacuum cleaner. When we buy one of these things, we expect it to be durable and last for a long time. We don't expect to get 1 year of service out of a refrigerator, washing machine, clothes dryer, television, and then throw it away, do we? No. So I suggest that you consider challenging these stores. And you know what? If enough of us do this, these stores are going to back down and they are going to produce better and better quality appliances and products because they're going to be sick of us coming back.
I could not agree with you anymore. Yeah, I did. You're segueing right into what I was going to talk about a little bit.
Sure.
People need to find out, like if you have an automobile, if it has a, you need to find out if it, what type of computer it has in it, if you're going to keep the thing, if you can work on it. If you can't work on it, I suggest that I've told many people, sell the thing and buy something that you can work on. Sure, you might not have the payments and the luxury of a nicer, newer automobile, but you can in a grid down situation or in a supply interruption situation, you can do something with it. If it has an, like General Motors, early models had an OBD1 computer. They were pretty bulletproof. But you can buy a little scanner for those things and it'll click out how many codes of what's wrong with it. Buy a book now while you can and learn about what to do to fix it. Don't rely on your smartphone or the internet or those things. People should have books and tools and oil and filters, and you know, I buy oil filters by the fleet pack. 12, you get 12 of them for practically what 5 would cost. You buy oil by the case. You buy 4 or 5 cases of oil. Don't buy one case. Buy enough to be able to survive for a year or two if you had to. I can't emphasize enough, Vince. Upgrade things the best that you can. Get the, and I agree with you, take things back. You know, people just, we've grown so used to this planned obsolescence of this disposable society that it's just become the norm now. I remember a story, I don't know if I've shared this with you before, but my grandfather one time when I was a little kid, I remember him leaving. His toaster went out, and he went to town, and he told my grandma that he was going to buy a toaster. And he come back about 2 hours later, which was a really long time for him because he didn't like being in town. And he had the original toaster, and he was just really upset. And he said, I can't find one of these new toasters that I can work on. Mm-hmm. And that just, you know, because you used to have replaceable elements. And all it was a spring-loaded thing, and you had power going into it. You could take it apart, replace these little wire elements, the coiled wire elements, and you were done.
I bought my mom a toaster for Christmas. And I went on eBay, and I wanted a toaster that I felt safe with, that was not made in China. And I found one. It was a used one. It was a commercial toaster. It's made by Star, and I believe it's in Missouri, STAR. This thing is a 220-volt toaster, and I think I paid about $99.0 for this used. That's amazing, right? A new one, a new Star toaster, is $660. Now, this thing is plain Jane, but it's heavy stainless steel. It's commercial. I wired the kitchen for this toaster, this 220-volt outlet. It works great. It's, I believe this toaster is something that will be, you know, if we still have a grid, if we still have electricity, this will last many generations. I really believe that. And toasters used to last many generations. Now, they don't. Now, they're really flimsy. This thing is probably the weight of five or six toasters in terms of just how much metal is in it. So I'm in total agreement with you, and I can fix this. There are contacts that I can file and use some emery cloth on. And, you know, I can keep this thing running for years and years and years should I have a problem.
Yeah.
Because it's very well
made. The thing, too, to remember on these newer appliances, you know, if it's going to go off-grid, you've got to make sure that your system produces a true sine wave, because some of the older systems produced what's called a modified sine wave, and the computerized systems, the computerized appliances won't accept a modified sine wave, so that it'll just burn them up. So I agree with you. Our kitchen stove is a pilot light type stove. I looked all over creation trying to find a pilot light dryer, but you can't find them. At least I couldn't find them. But I would sure like to be able to get a hold of one, you know, because even though I've upgraded my power system now, I have 1,000 watts coming into my batteries, and they're usually full by 10:30 in the morning. So, you know, even with that, on sunny days and the winter time, you know, you're still going to have, you know, a minimal use of power. People should think in terms of what you can fix. What is the least? What would happen if I had to live on the absolute least that I could live on?
Okay. Well, you know, the easy way to do that, if you want to figure out what that is, on Friday, right after work, for those of us who are fortunate enough to have a job. On Friday, right after work, say the power is going to go out in half an hour, then go to your breaker panel, turn off all the breakers except for your refrigerator, put a tape, piece of tape across your refrigerator to remind you not to open it, and act like the power is going out, has been out. No water, no telephone. The power's out, right? And see what it's like to live on the minimum. And get ready for it and make sure you have the minimum that you're going to need. And you're going to find out what that minimum is, and you're going to find out how uncomfortable it is. I've given this challenge over and over and over, and I don't think of all the times I've offered this challenge, I don't bet there are more than 10 people who have accepted the challenge. It's too hard.
And yeah, I agree. And, you know, it's those 10 people that might have a chance of surviving. We're running into that. That goes back to the quote, you know, of my dad, that we're living in a society where we don't want to accept change. We don't even want to accept the possibility that there could be change. Mm-hmm. And I agree with John that the economic collapse is imminent. So I'm trying to do everything I can do right now while I can to prepare for that. I agree that you need some gold and silver, but you know, I think more importantly is you're going to need the things that the gold and silver would buy if you could get them.
John Reagan?
Yes, I couldn't have said it better. We don't know how much time we have, and we really need to take this seriously and, you know, do whatever we can. We may not be able to prep to the level we want to, but it doesn't take a whole lot. You can look at even today, we've got people that have headed for the hills with little more than the clothes on their back, a knife, and a sleeping bag.
John, Kyle, it was 20 degrees in Wyoming a couple days ago. They're looking to see 80 degrees in a few days. Probably by the end of the week, 80 degrees. That's a 60-degree temperature delta. That's huge. That's rough on the animals. It's rough on the plants. It's clear it's clear that we're living in an age that's different, that is more radical, more harsh, and we're surrounded by all kinds of problems. Some of them are not man-made, but most of them are man-made. And we're our own worst enemy, because that challenge that I talked about, that Friday night after work challenge, that's Friday night. Come on, it's Friday night. Who wants to suffer? Come on, Friday night, kick back, watch the TV. Let's put our mind on park. You know, we've worked hard all week. So, who wants to prepare? Very, very few. Very, very few.
I agree. You know, Vince, too, one of the things I was going to bring up today is people are preparing and buying, you know, rice and beans and wheat and all of the things that you think you're going to want. But, you know, one of the things to think about is that in order to help those that are going to be able to, that are probably going to show up at your place, children or, you know, relatives of one particular kind or another, if you can find things like cake mixes, you know, where you can buy 10 of them for $1, 10 of them for $2 or $3, you know, that really helps set up and a little comfort food and those kind of things really help people transition, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was in the barn with Mrs. Spinelli, and I said, well, we've got to put the insulation in the barn because this might be home for some people. And I wasn't kidding.
Absolutely right. Yep.
I said that yesterday. We'll be right back. Kyle Harris, John Reagan.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Listen up. GCN Live teams with Prepper and Shooter Magazine to offer an amazing exclusive deal. Be one of the first 1,000 listeners to visit GCNLive.com and click the Prepper and Shooter image. Then receive a free issue of Prepper and Shooter Magazine. Choose the third issue with rock legend Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad on the cover and get the first two issues absolutely free. This exclusive offer ends September 30th, so get your free issue of Prepper and Shooter now, only at GCNLive.com.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'm looking at the financialstateoftheunion.com, and I've clicked on the news tab. And there John Reagan puts up a whole bunch of posts he researches all week long to find articles that he thinks that we should discuss in class. John, I'm looking at, we have a couple minutes left, and, you know, there's a story about a guy living in a dumpster. There's a story about rice that's spread out on the road in China, and vehicles are driving over it, and that's food. They're driving over the rice. There's a post about an MRAP going to be painted to be used in a school, an MRAP, you know, military war vehicle. Where do you want to go in the last few minutes we have?
Well, let me go ahead and finish up the employment section with elementary dear Watson. As this also ties back into the video we were talking about. The Mayo Clinic is working with IBM's Watson for clinical trials because this is something that takes thousands of people to put together processing records in order to get the right fit and in order to be able to perform their trials and see what the results are. Now, what's in the video doesn't talk about a medical clinic type setup, but they do talk about the legal profession where you have discovery, which where you're going through thousands or sometimes millions of pages of emails and documents looking for pieces that are relative to the case. Now, even if you're not tired, fatigued, or interrupted, you know, a human could miss an important part of information in the discovery process. Whereas you give this to the computer, it doesn't get tired, and it's going to find every bit. So those thousands of people that work for law firms going through discovery material can be easily outsourced using this artificial intelligence like Watson, which got its claim to fame by beating the human opponents on Jeopardy.
More job losses on the way. Well, we've seen it over and over, and I was even involved in that, John. You know, when those young people decide they want to take a 3-day weekend at the bank, the boss told me figure out some kind of a system, and we replaced them with computers. No question about it. And that's what happens. We, even if it's not our fault, we're being replaced by computers and robots. Robots can weld faster and more precisely than we can on the assembly line. And by the way, since we've removed people from welding on the assembly line and doing some of those monotonous, hard chores for our jobs on the Detroit assembly line, we've removed labor to save money, and the price of automobiles has gone up and up and up. Used to be able to buy a brand new Mustang, brand new in 1964, for $1,995 list price, less than $2,000 list price. John, what's next?
I've got in preparedness more rain pain, and this article was from the rains that happened last week, not what's coming with the hurricane. And if you've seen the pictures from what happened to Mexico, there's over 24,000 tourists stranded there. It's not a pretty picture. But this article talks about the rains that hit the Southwest and Nevada and Arizona and the damages to roads and interstates and bridges. And more is on the way now. And this is something you should have in the back of your mind in preparation, because if you're planning on bugging out, which I think is a bad idea anyway, you may not be able to get there. And even if you're planning on bugging in, sooner or later you're probably planning on traveling someplace, and the road getting there might not exist anymore.
Kyle, 10 seconds. What are your thoughts?
I think you and John Reagan are my favorite people.
Hey, thanks so much, Kyle, for joining us. And you know, you're absolutely right, John. The guy in front of you may run out of gas, and you're going to have to get around him. Or he may have a car problem or a truck problem. You may have to get around him. The problem is, you may not be able to bug out. You're probably better where you are, really. Think about it. Shut the power off this weekend for a few hours. See what it's like. Above all, honesty and integrity.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.